Ghost House Books presents Haunting Fireside Stories, Ghostly Tales of the Paranormal by A.S. Mott, narrated by Janice Ryan. Copyright 2005 by the publisher Ghost House Books. All rights reserved. No part of this book will be reproduced in any form without the expressed written permission of the publisher. We acknowledge the support of the Government of Canada for our publishing activities. Acknowledgements. I would like to thank my mother, Wendy Mott, and my aunt, Lynn Zenko, for being as good and kind and wonderful as any two human beings have any right to be. I feel like I've won the lottery to be lucky enough to be related to both of them. I also would like to thank Carol Wu, my editor, for not hitting me when most people would consider physical violence to be completely justified, as well as Rochelle Delaney, who provided notes that proved invaluable. I also must thank Nancy Folds, Shane Kennedy, and my heart knows nothing but gratitude for the fine work of Kurt Pilipow. Both Dan Asfar and Sheila Kubisch have earned my thanks for kindly responding to several emails I sent to them in moments of panic. My incredible marketing posse forever deserve my respect and admiration for putting up with my less admirable authorial antics, as well as for unknowingly supplying me with several names in Samantha's diary when I needed them. But most of all, I want to thank you, the reader, because without you, I'm just a guy who spends way too much time sitting at his computer, typing far too fast to spell even the simplest words the same way they appear in your more conventional dictionaries. Thank you. Introduction. One of the most frustrating challenges I face as a writer of ghost stories is the perception among many readers that a story about the supernatural should invariably be a chilling tale of terror. Scary stories can be a lot of fun to write, but my favorites are often the ones that use the idea of life after death as a catalyst for something more than straight-ahead horror. Not only does it make my job more interesting, but by being willing to explore the worlds of comedy, romance, and drama in a paranormal setting, it allows me to create narratives that are far more unpredictable than the same old, same old. This collection of five stories represents my attempt to take the ghost story and explore it to the fullest. The first story, Happily Ever Hereafter, is my own tribute to those wild and zany romantic comedies that flew so effortlessly off of P.J. Wodehouse's typewriter. Its genesis began with a phone call I shared with my fellow Ghost House author, Dan Asfar, where I explained how I enjoyed sometimes starting a story without knowing anything about it. For example, I told him, I'll just start a story with a woman crying alone in a restaurant and see where it takes me from there. To prove my point, I sat down after the call ended and wrote Happily Ever Hereafter's first paragraph, and was delighted to discover what happened after that in much the same way you should. With The Hunt, the book's second story, I had a much better idea of what was going to happen in it when I started it, but I found that it was easily as much fun to write as Happily Ever Hereafter. Clearly, my inspiration here was John Landis's classic movie, An American Werewolf in London, but more in the way that film cleverly combines humor with horror than simply the fact that both are about werewolves. When I finished writing the book's third story, The Living Dead, I had no idea how controversial its subject matter would prove to be by the time it was actually published. It was almost eerie how relevant this story became, given the recent issues over the life of a terminally ill woman in Florida. And lest you think that in it I am espousing one particular point of view regarding its subject matter, I suggest you read it again and see that the conclusions I reach are much more complicated than they would first appear. The book's fourth story, Samantha's Diary, just might be my favorite out of all the ones I have ever written up to this time. Like Happily Ever Hereafter, I started it without knowing anything about its characters or eventual plot. All I knew was that I wanted to tell a story in diary form from the point of view of a recently deceased individual. I don't know
Sample complete. Ready to continue?